Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What has being a good person got to do with being saved? Going to heaven. Ain't nobody going to heaven because they're a good person. And ain't nobody in hell for a sin. There was a guy, you know, a fellow that was flying with me one time. And he was smoking and he was doing some other things and that he was kind of embarrassed about when he was around me. And finally I told him, we were riding in the elevator and I looked at him. And he said, you know, he'd pulled out a cigarette and you know, and he felt bad. He said, I'm sorry. And he put them back up. And I said, look, I said, ain't nobody in hell for smoking Marlboros. He said, yeah. I said, ain't nobody in hell for drinking Jack Daniels. I said, there's nobody in hell for stealing or killing. He looked at me like, I know you've lost your mind now. I mean, that's why people go to hell. No, nobody is in hell for that. People are in hell because they have refused Jesus. Jesus paid the price for lying and stealing and any vile thing or any wrong thing. He has already paid the price. Did you hear me? And I don't care how bad or vile a person is, if they'd receive Jesus and believe and receive their forgiveness and cleansing, they're not going to hell for those sins. So really, those sins didn't put them there. The people that are in hell, those sins didn't put them there. It was their refusing Jesus. That's what put them there. And there's nobody in heaven because they live such a perfect life and because they're so good and because they're so wonderful. No. Now, you'll get rewards for doing good works, but no amount of good works can get you or I into heaven. Jesus had to buy it and pay for it and give it to us. And I'm going. How about you? I'm not going to hell. I'm not paying for any of my sins. Jesus already paid for them. I'm going to heaven. Anybody going with me? Oh, it's wonderful. You got to go. You got to go. You can't miss heaven. I'm going. I'm going. And I'm not going to be met at the pearly gates by St. Peter with a pair of balanced scales.
Amen.
And he's going to say, well, now let's see. If Brother Keith had enough good works, more good works than he did bad, and if the good works outweigh the bad, then, ooh, sorry, if you'd have had a few more good works, you could have got again. But nope, got to go down. Now, I doubt seriously if Peter's going to meet you at the gate at all. And he's certainly not going to have any balance scales.
Amen.
Jesus took all the sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He took the place of judgment. He's paid the price. And even if I hadn't done everything right, I'm going to heaven. Because he did. He did do everything right. Can you say amen? How come us to get into all that? But it's a fact. You know, people preach too much against sins as sending people to hell. You know, they preach against this habit and preach against that habit. No, get folk to Jesus. If they get saved and they begin to walk with God, they'll get stronger in their spirit. If it's not right for them to do it, let the Lord deal with them. Amen. And, you know, even if something's not right, sometimes people are just not at the place where they have the strength to deal with it at the moment. But if they'll keep walking with God, then they'll change and get strong enough to where they can. You know, can any of you testify and say that years back you were doing some things and you didn't really see anything wrong with it? But then you grew some and you thought, oh, I got to quit doing that. That's not okay. But what you didn't see it in the beginning. And, you know, the Lord doesn't show you everything at once. You understand, any one of us, the Lord could snatch us up and stand us beside the glorified Christ and say, now you see him and look at you. You'd go, oh God, just put me out of my misery right now. He's not trying to discourage us. So he'll show us a little bit. We'll walk and get closer to him, and he'll recommend you and go, oh, good, good. You're doing good, Keith. But you know, but there is this one thing over here I'd like for you to look at. And you go, okay, all right, well, I'll look at that. And you get that fixed. He's like, oh, glory to God, I got that. So we're probably about to arrive now. He said, well, that's great. You're doing good. But there are these two other things over here I'd like for you to look at. And, you know, over a period of 20 years, you realize he's already showed you 835 things. And he ain't through showing you yet. But he didn't show it to you all at once. Now I learn a lesson. Be that way with other people. That was worth some folk coming tonight, right there. Be that way with other people. Just because you see a fault or a problem does not mean you're supposed to put your finger on it and say, hey, you got a plank in your eye. You got some sawdust right there. No, it's not what you know. It's not what people need. It's what are they able to receive. And the Holy Ghost knows that, and he'll show you. And I haven't read my second text yet. Mark 10. Well, the Lord knows what's the best for us right now. Mark 10 and 46. Same healings, different account. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus. Now somebody said, well, now hold up. I thought Matthew said two blind men. It did. And then as we go to Luke 18, we'll see the same thing. Somebody said, and you even get some so-called scholars that jump on things like this and say, well, now see there's an error. How can you trust that book and there's errors in it? There are no errors in this book. They're just people that don't understand stuff. There's a lot of things. You know, when you think you found a mistake, you just found something else you don't know. It's a fact. Watch and see. Because when you learn some things and grow, you think, oh, okay, all right. I just didn't see that right. Brother Hagin said in one of the visions, Brother Kenneth Hagin, he said the Lord had told him something. He said, now, Lord, that upends my theology. That's different from anything I've ever read or preached or heard preached. He said, I've read the New Testament 150 times and more. And if there's anything in there like that, I don't know it. He said, the Lord smiled and said, son, there's a lot in there you don't know. And sure enough, he showed him where it was at in Scripture. But no, the Scripture didn't say there was only one blind man. There was a blind man. There was two blind men. Is that a contradiction? Yes, no. If it had said there's only one blind man, and then it said two, well, then you'd had a difficult time with it. But it may be like when your wife goes shopping. And she bought a dress. Well, great. And then later you find out there were some shoes that went with the dress. And then later you find out there was a purse. But it depends on what side you're talking about. So keep reading. He didn't say only one man, but apparently this was one of the blind men, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him, so not just two or three, a bunch of folk started yelling at him and saying, shut up, be still, hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. Son of David, have mercy on me. And that's why we're reading about it. And Jesus stood still. Oh, thank God. And commanded him to be called. And they, the same people that a few minutes ago was telling him to shut up. They called the blind men and they said, yeah, that's all right. Be of good comfort. Get up now. He's calling you. Don't wait. Got to get up and go on over there. People are fickle. Amen. Have you ever found that out? Amen. Written in the book of Acts. I mean, Paul and his company had come in, and one day he's doing everything he can do to keep them from worshiping him. Not much later, they're stoning him. So beware, and don't put much stock into it. But you know, Brother Lester Sumrall, who's going home to be with the Lord, he said as a young minister, he said this lady came up to him after a service one time, and she said, Oh, Brother Sumrall, oh, my Lord, never heard such preaching like that. Oh, the revelation, oh, the anointing. Oh, and so she just went on and on and on. And he's really young and green, and he left there, he's thinking, man, glory to God. He said, she never heard anybody preach like that. Never heard such a, it was a conference, and somebody else was speaking the next day, and he happened to come by, and this lady's with the pulpit, and she's telling this other person, she said, I never heard such a message, like, never heard such revelation, such power. He said, oh, you know, and he walked on. Don't put too much stock in what people are telling you. And if you're not too much moved by the good they tell you, you wouldn't be too much moved by the bad that's printed either. You just are built on something else. Amen. You're standing established on something else. And I had a lady one time, well, actually not that long ago, call me. She said, oh, the Lord's, you know, he's dealt with me. I'm going to send all this money to the ministry. I mean, huge amounts of money. And then she said, you didn't seem too excited about that. I said, well, praise God. I'm going to do all that. I said, great, good, wonderful. Well, he didn't seem excited. She told somebody else, he just didn't seem excited. Well, she ain't done it yet. I didn't start in the ministry yesterday. And I've had a lot of people come by and say, you know, oh, God's told me to hook up with you. Oh man, I'm going to help. I'm going to pray. I mean, man, me and you, I'm your armor bearer, man. I'm here through thick and thin. I'm here. I said, great. Glory. He said, no, you don't understand. I've heard from God. I said, yeah, I understand. This is talk. Tomorrow, there'll be doing. Amen. Or there won't be. Did you hear me? Amen. A lot of people talk a big talk. But when the days turn into weeks, and the weeks turn into months, some way or another, the thrill is gone. And the fire fades. Don't you misunderstand me. I'm ready to believe it. But some things you just won't see and know till it's walked out. Right? Yeah, people tell you some big thing. Great. Yeah, good. Let's do it. But if I didn't just do cartwheels and scream, don't get offended. Just show me. Get to doing it. Amen. Amen. Demonstrate it. And you'll find this, that people that have some maturity, they do a lot more doing and less talking.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Blind Men Near Jericho, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1031. That's R-1031. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.